Welcome to the GP Chamber Chats with the Grosse Pointe Chamber of Commerce. On today's episode, we had the privilege of speaking with Dr. John Putnam, osteopractic physical therapist with Back to You Rehab. Today we talked about how this practice focuses carefully on individualized manual therapy treatment to relieve pain and dysfunction in their patients. Let's dive in and learn more. Welcome, Dr. Putnam, to the Grosse Pointe Chamber Chat. We're very excited to have you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and the history behind Back to You Rehab.
So about myself, I went to U of M for undergrad and got my pre-physical therapy education there. And then I went on to the University of Scranton to receive my doctorate in physical therapy, Scranton, Pennsylvania. So I graduated from there. And then I've been a PT for the last decade. I have been a company private practice owner for the last 2.5 years. And I have gotten numerous continuing education certifications and that sort of thing from mainly through the American Academy of Manipulative Therapy. I received my dry needling certification, my spinal manipulation therapy certification, my osteopractic diploma, my fellowship in the American Academy of Orthopedic Manual Physical Therapy, all through AAMT. And they also rated us the National Clinic of the Year last year. I am a osteopractic physical therapist. There's only about 300 in the world. And I'm also fellowship trained. There's only about 60 manual physical therapists that are fellowship trained in the state of Michigan. And so I've just been really diving into continuing education. I've worked for enough people where I figured I wanted to do it by my own, my way, without the micromanagement, and just have patients care at the forefront of our values and our treatment approaches. So all of our treatment approaches are individualized to the patient in front of us. It's catered to them. It's not cookie cutter. It always involves manual therapy, so hands-on treatments as well as the corrective exercises. And osteopractors, basically a hodgepodge, a little bit of chiro, a little bit of acupuncture, your traditional physical therapy. So it's a lot of manual therapy techniques that are can be used to alleviate pain and dysfunction that include dry needling, the cupping, both dynamic and static, which you've probably seen on Michael Phelps's back. So it's great for muscle recovery, pain relief. And then we do IA stem, basically scraping tools derived from gua sha in ancient Chinese medicine. And that breaks up adhesions, reduces hypertonicity, like loosen up knots, and help alleviate hypersensitivity. We do body tempering, which is spread all across the NFL for muscle recovery to reduce sports injuries. It had like a 30% reduction in soft tissue injuries when introduced to the Philadelphia Eagles back when they won the Super Bowl that same year. So we use that same technique of loading the muscles enough to cause a permanent change in the muscles with our these special rods that were designed that are heavy weighted rods from 20 pounds to about 110 pounds. So it's that deep, sometimes people want just their kids to walk all over their back. And this basically has that same kind of concept of just rolling out the muscles and causing a permanent change in the length of the muscles. So there's no, I feel loose. You feel loose and you stay loose. It's not like I feel loose for an hour and then I tighten back up. You're actually making a real change. And then spinal manipulation. So cracking the neck, the back to loosen up the tense joints that are stiff and relaxing the muscles around it and downregulating, just calming down the neurological system and reducing pain. But these are all evidence-based treatments, and there's more and more growing research that support all these different techniques. So the whole idea is just have all these different ideas, options to help get patients better. So that's kind of been my driving force in my practice. Me as a clinician, my fellow clinicians that work for us, and my business as a whole, patient-centered care is one of our core values, along with positive attitude, ethical practice, team efforts, things like that. So it's just very positive atmosphere and very patient-centric care. Mm-hmm. And education is also one of our core values. So we don't stop learning. We want to know all the latest and greatest ways of helping people, and just having different options and what's the most evidence-based way of going about the situation, providing them all the latest research. So patients just get better faster when you combine all these different techniques, cut down costs, prevent them from having to hop around into different providers. So our whole idea is to be set the standard for quality care and have these different clinics around Southeast Michigan and hopefully beyond, where you can have the same expectation of quality care and treatment modalities at every single back to you clinic. Mm-hmm. So our last year we opened up our Grosse Pointe location, and we also opened up a Canton location as well during the pandemic, which is a little bit crazy of me, but it seems to work out. When you just put the patient first, you know, everything kind of takes care of itself after that.
That's great. So because what you do and what you're trained in, it's not as common. It is a little more rare in osteopractic physical therapy. I'm trying to say these words. And you talked a little bit more already about some of the treatments that you offer and services that you offer, but what are some of the things that us as part of the community, what should we look out for within ourselves that might trigger that we might be time for us to go visit you?
Yeah. So the thing about PT is our scope of practice is absurdly large. Mm-hmm. We treat everything from lymphedema, vestibular issues, balance. I think a lot of people think of PT as just post-operative care. I had a total knee replacement. I need PT, or I am a fall risk. I need to work on my balance. But that is actually a blip on my radar of what I treat. I think I only have one or two post-operative patients right now, and only a couple balance patients. It's mostly just pain and dysfunction, everything from child to the elderly and Olympic athletes, professional athletes. It's not just sports. It's everyday aches and pains. Everyone needs therapy. I think a lot of people just think, oh, that's not my back. I just have to live with it. Oh, it hurts when I bend forward to pick up my child. I just have to live with it. I can only crouch down to garden so long because my knees hurt. There's all these different treatment modalities that we use to address all those things, from headaches to plantar fasciitis to carpal tunnel syndrome and all the arthritis in between. Dry needling has been shown to actually produce cartilage growth on the bone. So arthritis is wearing away at the cartilage. So if we can stimulate cartilage growth, we're basically reversing the aging process, and it actually stops osteoclast activity. Osteoclasts are the cells that go into the bone and break it down. So if we can stop those cells from destroying the joint more and produce cartilage, you know, the relief for arthritis is baffling. Mm-hmm. So really, anyone who just feels like they're not the best version of themselves needs our services. I can find weakness on these Olympic athletes. I can find stiff joints from someone that sprained an ankle a long time ago and now is complaining about back pain. We kind of look at the body as a whole picture and address every underlying impairment or dysfunction, and patients just get better. So to answer your question, basically everyone could use our services. If you feel like anything's not right with your body, you feel like you're just getting weak, or you just keep getting this recurring knot, or you have numbness or tingling or pain in the hands or feet, we can help with all that sort of stuff. I had a patient that couldn't do her exercises just recently because she had sinus pressure and sinus headaches. And so I just needled her really quick. It drained all of her sinuses. She got rid of her headache and she could proceed with all the exercises. So we never cease to surprise people with what we're capable of treating.
That's great. So in this past year, you've opened up businesses during the pandemic and all of that, which it's a little crazy, but you did it. But I think as a community, we are also experiencing different aches and pains. We're sitting here on Zoom way too long. You know, a lot of our home offices are not very ergonomically designed for long periods of work time and things like that. And I think we're all just experiencing different stuff. What are some common things that conditions you've seen more recently that are things that you've been treating?
Yeah, COVID has been very interesting as far as the influx of patients. You have a lot of people who were in therapy and then stopped during the pandemic for either their clinic shut down, their own personal reasons, and they're kind of coming back full circle to resume the treatment on things that they already had. Then you have people that they've been sedentary all this time. Like you said, they're creating a makeshift office and they don't have the best ergonomics and they have pain from sitting for so long. You have people that they were active in exercise, Zumba, Pilates, gym memberships, and then all that was taken away from them. And then they go from 0 to 100 and try to resume their own activity unsupervised or just think that they're at their prior level when there's deconditioning that happens. So they get overuse injuries or hurt themselves from trying to go right back to where they were. And then there's also been these weird side effects that happen with COVID itself. People have suffered from the virus and weird things like generalized weakness, new pains that were secondary to the virus. And also with the vaccinations, we've seen that as well. Side effects from the vaccinations, weird aches, pains, muscle stiffness. So it's been very interesting because it's not consistent. It's been all over the board with people, what they've experienced from the virus or the vaccine or just being sedentary and not being in their therapy like they used to be. Mm-hmm. So it keeps us on our toes, but we've never, you know, steered away from it. We've always been able to help these people out.
That's great. So I know you're still new, you're new to business here in the community a little bit, but you know, over the past, over this time, what are some memorable experiences that you've had already that have just kept you motivated and made this really worthwhile?
Every day I feel like my job is so worthwhile. I can't find a day where I'm not stopped by a patient and whether or not they might know I'm the owner and they kind of say, thank you so much. Your team is incredible. What you do finally gave me relief. I was able to wean myself off narcotics. That kind of feedback from patients, that is motivating in itself and reminds me of why I do this every single day. And then in particular with Gross Point, just being so welcomed into that community with the chamber, with now we're doing these networking events, we're part of a BNI group. Everyone has been looking to help us in every way, shape, or form, welcoming us to the community, introducing us to people that we might want to be affiliated with or network with, become patients themselves. People understand we're a small business and we're just coming out of this pandemic and they're willing to just bend over backwards and help us in any way, shape, or form, which has been amazing to be so welcoming in that community. It makes the transition a lot easier for sure. Just being a part of different entrepreneur groups and hearing from people that are kind of struggling the same way I am or have the same issues, whether it be with just the general structure of the business and surviving the pandemic and getting advice from them and knowing that I'm not alone and getting that feedback from other entrepreneurs that, you know, they understand the aches and pains of being a business owner and this is what worked for me, this is what didn't work for me. And it's just been, I've just been so blessed all around from every person I've been introduced to. It's just been very, very great experience for me.
That's good. It's funny you say aches and pains, like you deal with the aches and pains and then you find other people to deal with your other aches and pains. So you know the value of the community helping you solve these aches and pains.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good. So how can people learn more about Back to You Rehab or set up an appointment? And if they're eager and ready to come in?
Yeah, I also get some emails from patients that they're not sure. They kind of tell me their whole story, the background. I've tried PT in the past. I've tried this or that in the past. And I welcome those kind of emails. I can talk them through it. And some people are especially skeptical if they've been to PT before. They've been to PT 5 times. What's different about us? And that I can just go on and on and on about what's so different. And they only need 10 minutes in my clinic to understand what's so different. So sometimes you have these apprehensions and you want to kind of explain them, explain to the patient and kind of ease these reservations they might have. So I welcome that. My email is Dr. Putnam. So dr.putnam at backtoyourehab, all one word, no numbers, .com, or our website, backtoyourehab.com. our phone number that goes to all the different clinics, 248-733-4325. Or you can just send an email to info@backtoyourehab.com. Either way, we have very friendly staff that would be happy to assist and direct them, whether it be making an appointment, answer their questions about insurances or scheduling appointments, or about their condition. Can we help this? But odds are, our kind of ongoing phrase has been, we treat that. We always figure it out. I'm amazed each day about what needling can treat. Sometimes it's last resort for someone. We just throw it out there and it gets people better regardless of what diagnosis they are working on. That's our main contact tip. But the website is beautifully designed by my wife, who's an occupational therapist with us. We're revamping it, making it more SEO friendly as I'm trying to get better and better at this whole business thing. And I'm learning and growing myself. It's definitely a continuous thing. But yeah, a lot of your answers about insurances and different diagnoses and our treatment options and our bios can be found there as well.
That's great. We will provide those links in the show notes. Awesome. People can click them. Thank you, Dr. Putnam. We appreciate you taking the time today to join us on the Gross Point Chamber Chat.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks again for joining us for another GP Chamber Chat. We hope this episode offered you an inside look into one of the incredible Gross Point businesses helping shape our community and that you reach out to them soon. To learn more about all the businesses inside the chamber, how to join, or other upcoming events and activities within the Gross Point communities, visit www.grosspointchamber.com.